it's the final act
of the show on a Friday, and we've done this once or twice this year.
Maybe one too many times, Paul.
I just got the cancellation order here from the network. So if you are the final guest in the history of the show, let's make it good. A week ago, when we were freezing in Knoxville, we weren't sure what Lane Kiffin would do. He made his decision.
Right. And if you recall, Paul, I told you about 2 weeks ago, he's gone.
And that was in bed. Well, this is the third straight Friday night we've been together, I think, isn't it?
It is. It is. I know that's not your favorite thing, but, you know, Lane, I have called him Lane Whiffen because he always drops a game he shouldn't, right? Well, I've dropped that because he's gone 11-1. He got his team to the college football playoff, but he quit. So he's Lane quitting now, Paul. He quit on his team. He quit on his players. He quit on his program. And
Lane quitting.
He's going to quit on LSU at some point, too. Mark my words. He even quit on the dog, Paul. He left the dog.
I need to get to the bottom of that story. This Juice Kiffin, that's everybody's his dog. I have seen him with that dog. Mm-hmm. But I understand, and you tell us, that's lately the dog is...
The dog's a prop that he quit on, that he left in Oxford. And now that he's getting blowback, he's too sensitive. He's going to bring the dog to Baton Rouge, even though it's not his dog.
So Juice Kiffin is not really Lane Kiffin's dog.
No, but he still quit on it.
Kiffin's going to be here tomorrow. Maybe we can get you guys together and work out some of the differences.
Well, I can already tell you what he's going to say, Paul. I wanted to coach in the playoff. They wouldn't let me, and it's all their fault, even though he didn't have to take the job, but he did. And now his team's going to take the field without
him. That has turned out not to be true, according to Ole Miss officials. Is that correct?
Not only that, but the players. Oh. He claimed, said they wanted him to coach for the playoff, and every one of them's come out and said that's not accurate. So he quit on them, too.
So Lane quitting.
Lane quitting. But he's a king in Baton Rouge. They don't care as long as he wins, and they shouldn't.
Well, that's how fans are. I mean, are you aware of that?
I am. But the Lane train comes for us all, Paul. And it'll come for the Tigers eventually.
There's an underbelly of this industry, but for what you do, and you're very successful at it, how good has Lane Quinton been to your bank account this week?
Yeah, I mean, the ratings are going up every time we mention
every
his
time
name.
I looked up at your podcast, you were doing an emergency podcast.
Lane Kiffin says this, Lane Kiffin does that. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. He's good for business.
No, I mean, I've been a couple of places this week, and it doesn't matter. It's about Lane.
It is. And like I said, he'll probably – I'm just glad he stayed in the SEC. As we were saying, for business, it's good. But I think he's going to go to the NFL eventually, Paul. And then he'll be the next Alabama coach in about 5 years.
A man who sat with me about 30 minutes ago, Greg Byrne, did not even call Lane Quinton 2 years ago, 3 years ago, whatever it was.
I believe LSU didn't call him when they hired Brian Kelly. And
no.
Now, look, Florida didn't call him.
No.
When they hired Napier, they should have.
What changed? I mean, I know he had a good season. I'm pretty aware of it, but...
I think, to his credit, now I've said a lot of bad things, right? But he has done a masterful job in this era with the NIL, with the
right.
transfer
okay.
portal, and he will continue to do so. Yeah, he got Trinidad Chambliss to be not a Heisman finalist probably, but he should be up for consideration. I mean, his resume kind of speaks for itself.
And then, it's pretty remarkable when you think about it. But then we had that documentary a couple weeks ago that made him out to be
he's a changed man, isn't he? he was till he wasn't. And I also want to congratulate Lane Kiffin.
By the way, I'm giving you a DVD of that for Christmas.
I would like to congratulate Lane Quinton, Paul, because he said he didn't want to coach in the SEC championship, didn't want to come to Atlanta. Well, he's finally here. He's going to be here for game day. So
yeah.
he made it. I think that's the only time he'll make it.
Well, he should find some friendly faces on that game day panel. They all worked pretty hard for him last week.
They do. I think they all work for Jimmy Sexton. I don't know who they really work for other than that.
Yeah, Jimmy will be here. I think I saw him earlier. I saw some of his colleagues.
That makes sense. Yeah, the propaganda campaign will be on tomorrow.
Well, I mean, mission accomplished. I mean, what? There's a tomorrow celebration.
A celebration of Lane quitting. I can't believe it, Paul.
So of these other, I don't know, I think there's five or six other, six new coaches. Who stands out to you?
I've been touting John Summerall for a good while, Paul.
Yeah.
Now, I think Auburn really screwed up there. I think Auburn should have got John Summerall. But I do like the Alex Golish hire. I just, as strange as it sounds, I think they'll both do well. But I would have preferred Golish at Florida and John Summerall at Auburn.
Yeah, they almost seem like they could make a trade.
Yeah, and I wouldn't write off Will Stein either.
Yeah, we talked to him yesterday. Very impressive guy. I mean, he's he just turned 19 today. That's the only thing that concerns me about him, though.
Well, hey, Mark Stoops, greatest coach in Kentucky history.
Yes.
He's got a 500 record. But they needed to adapt to this new era, and they weren't doing it under Coach Stoops. Hopefully they do it under Will Stein. I think that'll prove to be a really good hire as well.
And then, I mean, by the way, you have to really be an SEC aficionado to be able to name all 16 coaches right now.
I still don't know who Arkansas hired.
Ryan Silver something.
Yeah, so he's got to win
Ryan
a game.
Ryan Silverfield is a good coach. I knew him in Memphis.
Let me stop you, Paul. He's a good man.
And he is. I don't know about that, but he's a good coach. He replaced Mike Norvell, who I've lost. I don't know if he's still coaching or not. But
apparently they tried to get Lane Quinton, too. Did you hear that?
That was interesting that Florida State, who can't afford to buy Norvell out, must have called somebody. I mean, they can't afford anything down there.
He's such a good coach, Paul. He's up for jobs that aren't even open. How about that? He's probably up for your job.
That is the rumor. Not alone, according to media reports. What I never can think. I do this. I don't know if you know who I am, but I do this every day.
Oh, okay.
I interview countless people, but when you come on, I can't think of a single thing to ask.
Well, we got a big game here tomorrow, don't we, Paul?
We have Duke and Virginia. Is that the game here?
I mean, how ridiculous is it that that's for a playoff bid when we got I don't really think Texas belongs, given that they have three losses, but I think Vanderbilt does. And then we've got Virginia and Duke battling it out for a playoff.
Is the ACC commissioner going to go on game day like he did last year tomorrow in campaigning for Duke?
He should. They
if
need
Duke
all the help
wins,
they get.
They'll be the best five-loss team in the country.
And then we got perhaps the Heisman Trophy winner, Diego Pavia, trying to play an extra game to earn a data point for the playoff committee.
Well, he has gone to the president.
I saw.
Not of Vanderbilt, but of the United States, 47, Donald Trump. And and by the way, might happen.
Yeah, I could imagine you should reach out and try to push that a little bit further than the president.
How do you know I haven't?
But no, seriously, Paul, Vanderbilt deserves a shot. Let's get
Vanderbilt. See, I think that's the underreported story of the week. Why is no one, everybody, Texas needs to go in. We had Sarkisian on the show this week. I mean, Vanderbilt has said, I mean, they got Brent Pry or Fry or whatever his name is fired at Virginia Tech. Who else did Vanderbilt play non-conference? They got Brian Kelly fired.
Right. They almost got Josh Heupel fired, according to that fan base.
By the way, I need to ask you about that because they got Stoops fired. Mm-hmm. I mean, Diego Pavia has wreaked some havoc in this league this year.
He has. And
he's got more coaches fired than Saban used to.
And some say he shouldn't even been eligible to play this year, yet he's changing Vanderbilt football. He's changing the SEC to a degree. They just landed an elite quarterback. This is something that could continue on and on. So for all the people that hate these guys that stay in college a little bit longer, I think it's great for the game. I truly do.
Yeah, I don't care if Diego plays 10 more years. He's fun.
He could be all-time Vanderbilt quarterback.
How many years has he played now?
I believe five.
That's no big deal.
No, give him five more. Maybe Vanderbilt will finally make it.
Who was that quarterback that Georgia used to have that went to about seven schools?
Stetson?
JT Daniels.
Okay.
I mean, that guy, is he still playing? Anyway, I don't know when I've had this much fun.
I appreciate you having me on, Paul.
Yeah, I'll have another drink, please. I feel like we've been at a bar the last 20 minutes.
I'll tell you quickly, Paul. Bama wins the SEC championship. They're the better team, and they're going to secure their spot in the college football playoff tomorrow.
You heard it right. And LSU's new coach is?
Lane Quitten. He'll quit on you, too.
Thank you. That's funny.